Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's that time of the week. Time to go back in time.
Johnny Rabbit Showtime, baby. 18 minutes after 7 p.m. right now. KXOK temperature, 84 degrees. Congratulations to Marty Lupartis from Lansdowne. Jane Verbal wins from Rock Springs on 630 Radio. Mark Helfer's a winner from Hazelwood. Kay, are you ready?
I am ready for the Johnny Rabbit of today to appear.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Wow. This is part one of a two-part series about a day in my life. So use your imagination and go back in time to prom day, Wednesday, April 1st, 1953. That was the day when the anxiously anticipated monthly St. Louis Prom Teen magazine hit the newsstands, as it had done on the first day of every month since 1947. Well, I usually got my copy at Sturgis Drugstore, Grand and Lafayette, I-44 is there now, or at Herman Heck's Drugstore in Tigrove and Lafayette. Yeah, I-44 took that, too. Either way, there'd be a gaggle of guys and gals at those newsstands from schools like McKinley, Loretta Academy, and Roosevelt. Each of us were hopeful that this would be the issue, that we would make it in prom as a snip. That was a kid who wanted to see name in prom. But on this smoke pollution-free afternoon, I used my public service company bus and streetcar pass to take the grand car up to the movie Mecca north of St. Louis U to get my prom from Walgreens at Grand and Olive, plus a lime from the soda fountain. There, I'd likely run into some of the girls I knew from St. Francis Xavier and West Pine or Rock and North Graham. As I jumped off the streetcar onto the safety zone, I surveyed the Korean-era look of that war. That was the Korean War time, you know. That magical land there that was more exciting than that of South Grand. On the corner, in front of the Smith Jewelry Shop, was the newspaper man who called himself 16. 16 looked dapper wearing his Kroger cap. He was a racing form and police gazette paper man who was also a pool hustler. There he was, shuffling around, hawking his papers, but the metal-topped wooden newspaper box in the shadow of the two-story building in the southwest corner of Grand and Olive, that was right next to Julius Ray, or Jay, and Fur Junior Baldetti's Garavelli's Buffet, 3606 Olive. Oh, it was good. They had the best hamburgers in town, the best toasted ravioli the world has ever known. On the floor above Garavelli's, there was the shadowy and smoky Arata's Billiard Parlor, complete with spittoons. It was a hangout for kids from Hadley Tech, Central High, SLU, and some serious pool sharks, even Minnesota Fats. I'd imagine our John High Hancock may have shot snooker there in later years. From across the shiny streetcar tracks in Olive, you'd see 16's image reflected in the black vitrolite facade of Smith's Jewelry. That vitrolite came from downtown's Hadley Dean Glass Company. Then across the street, the modern two-story F.W. Woolworth dime store, that was at the northwest corner of the intersection, and for whatever reason, they didn't carry prom magazine. The only smoke pollution at Grand and Olive was from the giant mechanically puffed smoke rings blowing out of the painted pouting mouth of a sultry young lady on a Camel cigarette billboard right on top of the Five and Dime. I pondered the past of that corner before prom, when the Beers Hotel was where Woolworth's is here in 1953. The corner store of the building was first home to a Wolf Wilson drugstore. Oh, that Smith's Jewelry Shop, which started in 1904, had been in three different locations at this corner, like a game of musical stores. The first Crystal Palace, later of Gaslight Square fame, was in the 3500 block of Olive. And all this reminds me that in case you're looking for the 400 block of North Grand, forget it. Simply isn't there. Never has been. I spotted an interesting threesome coming around a corner, heading west on Olive, passing the venerable Peach Garden Chinese restaurant where the food was Cantonese style. Those three were prom publisher Julian Miller, George Edick, boss of Club Imperial in West Florissant, and dance master Ray Quinlan, whose studio's in the second floor of the Marina building at Grand and Lindell, across from the Melbourne Hotel. I tag along to the door of their destination, the Ansell Brothers Empress Theater, half block west of Grand. That's where they discuss using the theater for prom celebrity parties. Well, it stars like Eddie Fisher, who at the time had the NBC TV show Coke Time with Eddie Fisher, and his current hit record was called Even Now. Well, as it turned out, they actually did have a prom party with Eddie Fisher at the Empress. As I listened, they talked about getting the go-ahead from Edward Arthur and Tony Peluso, owner and manager, respectively, of the Fox Theater, to start planning a live vaudeville-style show called the Harvest Moon Festival. I told him of my hope of presenting Victor Borge's Broadway show Comedy and Music at the shuttered Schubert Theater. That was in Grand between Lindell and Olive. To my surprise, they didn't say, "You're too young, kid," but instead gave me some encouragement, but did suggest I speak with Harry Wald at the Grand Theater, Harold Koppler of the Chase Park Plaza, as those guys were considering buying the Sun Theater in Grandel Square, and they might be interested in the Victor Borge show, or at least I might get some advice from those seasoned show promoters. They did eventually buy the Sun a few years later and renamed it the Lynn. They planned to use it for stage shows and TV productions, but it didn't work out. Their advice was not to book Victor Borge, and I took that advice to heart. Walden Koppler were very successful in a lot of businesses, but not the Sun Theater. They actually gave the building away to Theater Project Company. It'd be another 14 years before I actually started booking acts such as Procol Harum, Judy Collins, Cream, Steppenwolf, Jeff Beck, Three Dog Night, and more at Kiel. Hey, that's when tickets were high. They usually cost $3, $4, or $5. Next Sunday, it's part two of That Day in My Life, April 1st, 1953. Then this Tuesday for Oasis, I'll present a program called Are You Hungry? It's about the history of St. Louis food and restaurants that runs from 10:30 to 11:45 at the Clayton Recreation Center. Just show up. You could win a Johnny Rabbit special breakfast at Chris's Pancake and Dining or a Johnny Rabbit Concrete at Ted Drew's. Oh, right now on KMOX, we return you to the present and an examination of stuff that's going on with Scott Jago, and here he is.
Thanks for the introduction, Johnny. We'll talk
to you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.